Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New incriminating information into Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's son. According to Saturday's New York Post report, Hunter Biden received nearly $500,000 to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, but the money was never disclosed in his 2014 tax return. The Justice Department's investigation into Hunter, which has been ongoing since 2018, despite President-elect Joe Biden's claim there was no investigation. An armed gunman was fatally shot by the New York Police Department on Sunday after he began firing indiscriminate rounds during a Christmas concert outside a church in New York City. No one else was hurt. China is days away from becoming the third country to bring moon rocks back to Earth. China's state news agency announced Sunday that the country's lunar probe, Chang'e 5, had completed its second orbital maneuver and began to slingshot back to Earth. The craft is expected to land in China's Inner Mongolia region later this week. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Cleveland Indians are making a change after 105 years. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An announcement on the change is expected this week. The woes continue for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sunday Night Football last night, the Buffalo Bills beat the Steelers 26-15. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A former deputy under New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is claiming sexual harassment and a toxic work environment by Governor Cuomo. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's deputy secretary for economic development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, many saw it and watched. This was the way for years. A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their name for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that it's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder, president of American Faith, and the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim, California. Hey, Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Bill?
Doing wonderful here. You caught me with a, you know, one of the things you learn whenever you're in front of a microphone is you're always tempted to take that last bite of something before you go on the air, and experience tells you do not do that, and especially when it involves peanut butter. So.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I'm just saying.
A little
just
earlier here.
Really, you know, just not, yeah. Go ahead.
It's not peanut butter, you know, moment right now. It's pretty early out here in California, but. I guess you're on mid-break right there. So,
well, a little bit.
Good to see you on the phone here and talk about what's happening in our world and and why I'm getting so many questions about what do you think's going to happen? Where does God fit into this
right.
whole picture scheme of things?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're very, very good questions. I think the first question is, our answer is, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I think this election could go either way. And I think there's a lot of just uncertainty happening. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and I agree with the first assessment. That's like, I don't know. I always tell people, you may have heard me say this before, and probably said it to you, that, you know, I refer myself often as a but God Christian. And people go, you know, well, but God, what does that mean? It just kind of snaps their head to attention a little bit to wonder what the heck Martinez is up to. But the fact of the matter is that when you read the Bible time and again, you always get to those points where it's just impossible, where you're thinking, oh, they're done. You know, Israel is done. It's over. And then you have that, you know, but God, that transformational phrase that comes in where, you know, the truth of God, the power of God comes through and it makes all the difference. Now, we could only hope for a but God moment, because if we do, then we'll get reconciled to the truth. And things will straighten out here, and as we're told in the Word of God, that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Right now, they're not rejoicing, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that righteousness is not reigning.
Mm-hmm. It's not reigning, and it also talks in Proverbs about the bitterness in the mouth of, you know, when you have a ruler that's unrighteous. And I'm thinking about what we're living through here in California, and I just saw, you know, New York is in a new state of economic morass right now.
Right.
And, you know, there's just a lot of hard living being done right now.
Right.
And it's not because of COVID. It's largely because of bad leadership on the part of some of these governors.
Well, the very thing that Trump said, do not let the solution be worse than the problem. And that's where we are right now. And I have to believe, Phil, I mean, you know, I was saying this morning, that for people who haven't lost a job, for people that haven't lost a business, it's kind of like no big whoop necessarily. I mean, you read about it, you know, maybe some people might throw out a little prayer and feel a little bit bad until it really happens to them. But the fact of the matter is that what's happening to them is really happening to us. And that's what Texas came out to say in going to the Supreme Court, saying, look at what you've allowed corrupt-wise to happen in these other states, we're taking exception because it will impact our state. Even though we didn't cheat here in Texas, they cheated, and e pluribus unum, from the many is one, and that means everything, grief, joy, all that is a shared experience, and that's what this is all coming down to. And so whether or not it is you that's unemployed or whether or not it is you that had to lose a dream, and you and I are business people, Phil, and you and I have talked about this before. You know, what goes on? I mean, those 3 o'clock in the morning wake-up calls that you're staring at the ceiling tiles wondering if you should get into business, if you should open your own company. You know, who do you get to back you, in-laws, outlaws, whatever, you know, to raise the funds in order to do it. And you finally get there and you start to provide for your family. And then comes COVID-19, no fault of your own. And you hang in there for as long as you can. You get government support if you're lucky, if you know the right people. And if you don't, then you're by the wayside. And I mean, I think about the thousands. Bill, it's devastating. You think of the thousands of businesses, the thousands of dreamers who have had their dream, you know, just blown away because of COVID. And our government, and including the governors of these specific states that you're referring to, they're not helping.
No, not at all. I just did a video for another petition we're doing here, and it was on small businesses. And 42% of California small businesses will close or have closed in the next 2 months.
42%.
Think of that number, 42%. Wow. I would guess the lion's share of those are going to be, you know, the mom and pop and the privately owned restaurants.
Restaurants, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so.
And there seems to be zero concern about that on the part of the governor. And then Los Angeles is even worse. So if you take it's like Dumb and Dumbers operating in our state here between Garcetti and Newsom. But there's some really strong and a powerful move right now for recall. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the same group that.
Yeah, they've got over a million votes right now, I think. Or a million signatures, I think, is what they have right now, last I heard.
Yeah, and what's really shifted in the last week is Huckabee and Newt Gingrich both endorsed what's happening right now. And it's a really powerful movement. And there'll be a press release today that is going to put this thing in high gear.
Wow. Yeah, the last time I was in California, I saw more repeal Newsom signs than I did Biden-Harris signs. So that should tell you something, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, but again, getting back to, you know, these jobs, like you say, 40%, the reality is these states, the lost income that they will experience as a result of these businesses, you know, the tax revenue is going to be devastating. So they can only hope that Biden is the president, because if Biden's the president, they're going to go to the coffers. You know, they're going to go to the Treasury of the United States. They will be healed by these Democrats. And, you know, pensions, all the whole shenanigans and the stuff that, you know, that they have messed up in terms of, you know, fiduciary responsibility will all be, they'll have a clean slate. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. And then the American people are going to wonder why their taxes are so high and why they're, you know, they're strapped and blind boxed and begging.
Yeah. Well, it's on the doorstep, and, it'll take a miracle to turn it around, honestly, you know. But I do see a really good sign, and that is there's a lot of small businesses here that just say, no, we're not closing.
Right.
Forget it. Because what choice do they have? I'm going to go out of business, go broke, go bankrupt, have no livelihood at all, or you're going to fine me $1,000. That's a really easy decision.
Exactly. Now, this is really, it's so devastating on so many levels. And again, my heart, because I have the heart of a businessman, and I think about what these people have gone through and what they're experiencing through no help of their government. But look, this is why people need to understand why our vote matters, right?
It does, especially on a local level.
Yeah, the local level is going to be greatly impacted. And meanwhile, on, you know, federal level, this will play out as it will play out. I just saw breaking news that Dominion Voting Systems uses a firm that was hacked. I thought that was convenient. It's a convenient headline because it gives them some plausible deniability, because they're hoping, you know, hope upon hope that there's life after the 2020 election, and how they've been tainted with voter fraud and discrepancies and hacking and all that. And of course now what you do, and what your Democrats are real efficient at doing, is that when they're blamed for something, they shift it. And in this case, Dominion is shifting it to a firm that has hacked them. We've got more from Phil Otzenpiller after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
It's who I be, and And also with us is the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. He's also the founder president of American Faith. Phil, you know, the question that you're asked is one that I'm asked often as well, is that where is God in all this? And you know, we've got people have been storming the state. I mean, the mainstream media is not reporting on this. I mean, over the weekend, in fact, I just got the phone with Amy Kramer, and she's been leading that that bus tour that is demanding election accountability and transparency. And, you know, really, they've been there in D.C. This is the second time they went there. And she told me, Bill, we had another record crowd. It was well over a million people. Now, all the other, wow. You know, all the other people are saying, oh, just, you know, it's thousands of people that came out. And they're focusing on the conflict of the Proud. The Proud Boys were there in numbers to protect the people who were there peacefully demonstrating. And, of course, you're hearing a lot of stuff about the Proud Boys, like they were, you know, causing the problems they actually protected. And Amy reported, so thank God for the Proud Boys, because a minimal number of conflicts compared to what happened the last time when, you know, people like you and me were out there just doing our civic duty and we're getting accosted and beat up. And, you know, I mean, it was just absolutely disgusting what happened that the mainstream media just overlooked. And they almost, it was almost like they were almost satisfied to see people, you know, exercising their civic responsibility, you know, calling for election integrity. And they were just happy to see people getting their heads knocked off and left unconscious in a concussion. I mean, this is just insane. But thank God, you know, Amy said that the Proud Boys were there. They protected the people. There were, I think, you know, she said a minimal amount of incidences compared to what happened last time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whenever you want to do a color revolution, and I don't know if our listeners know that term, but it's a CIA term of how you basically engineer a coup from mm-hmm. an outsider perspective. And you know what's happened to Trump for 4 years has every evidence of that. Now the question is, God, where's God come in? And there's a term that our founding fathers used, and it was a term called providence. Mm-hmm. And they did that in the midst of a world that was trying to eliminate God because of what was happening in Europe and just the turmoil that was happening, especially in France. But George Washington.
Well, especially Phil, for just a minute, real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Especially when God was misrepresented by leadership in Europe. That was the disgusting thing. And you thought, wow, man, you know, are you in serious trouble? I mean, you're going to represent God and you're going to misrepresent God? Man, you're going to have hell to pay here. And so you can't blame the people for having this, you know, this honest, you know, doubt and skepticism about religion and governments.
Yeah, exactly. And so providence was a term they used to describe not just God, but they used it to describe the way that God directs and controls basically a nation. Mm-hmm. And Washington said this, I think it's a great quote. He said, "Providence, to whom we are infinitely more indebted than we are to our own wisdom, our own exertions, has always displayed its power, goodness, when clouds and thick darkness seem ready to overwhelm." And then here's the part I like. "The hour now comes," what Washington said, "when we stand much in need of another manifestation of its bounty, however little we deserve." So when we think about providence, we think in terms of creation, we think in terms of preservation, but we also think in terms of direction. Mm-hmm. And so if we believe in the God of the Bible, then we believe he created, we believe he preserves what we have, but we also believe that he directs. And somehow, in the midst of all these crazy headlines we're reading, God is working something that we don't really understand at this point, but we will understand and be able to look back on and go, oh, that's what he was up to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, and I think that is the ultimate, because when we surrender our ideas to a providential God who is in charge, I mean, look at we are his creation. It's not like this is a surprise. He knew this was going to happen. I think our founding fathers had some insight and revelation. That's why they wrote the U.S. Constitution in the manner in which it was, why John Adams said that the Constitution was wholly designed for a moral and God-fearing people. So you take that out of the mix, and the Constitution implodes on itself, which is another act that's being perpetrated on the American people right now is that they've taken God out of the picture, the powers to be, this elite ruling class, so that the Constitution would implode on itself. And this is why people, you know, either are totally ignorant of the Constitution, or when it comes into play and it's even so obvious, they just they figure you can just skirt around it, that it's irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And so here's the thing. We know that God has had his hand in shaping this nation. Mm-hmm. Do we believe that God is still in the process of shaping this nation for a purpose? And I would say yes.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people say God's taking his hand off. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening is God shapes, corrects, and directs. And we have to realize that he, when we get pushed in a corner, what do the righteous do? They pray.
Yes. And that's what's happening.
When they see right. Yeah, that's what's happening. We've got more movement toward understanding our constitutional rights than we have in a long time. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Because, you know, we took it for granted. Now people mm-hmm. aren't taking it for granted. Now they're going, wait a minute, this First Amendment really does exist. And now I see how it's threatened. Right. So we're going to rise up. We're going to do something about that. So I think it's a great time, honestly. Great time. It's uncertainty, and I don't like a lot of it, but you know what? It's a great time to see the hand of God.
Yeah. Well, my son will appreciate this, because he's often heard from me that it is evidence that defines preference, and here we are. Or I say experience that defines preference. And we are experiencing, like you say, things that are very uncomfortable, and the takeaway from this is, how should it be? How do we want it to be?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so God's doing something, and we just need to step back, let God do it, keep praying, keep doing what we know to do, mm-hmm. but see the hand of God in what we're in, everything that's happening.
This really is a spiritual battle, isn't it, ultimately?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you saw General Flynn's comment.
Yes, I did.
I just read it on Twitter yesterday, but it was powerful. Mm-hmm. And we are in a spiritual battle. This is the real deal.
Yes.
This is the real deal. Have you had him on since...
No, I've been trying to get him on, you know, since he got pardoned. But I've had Sidney Powell on many, many times. And, of course, right now her hands are so busy, you know, fighting the good fight on, you know, the legal battle. You know, that's in the physical realm. But this is where we have a role to play. As you say, it's a spiritual battle. It's time to armor up. And every day, Phil, I pray the full armor of God. You cannot go out into this world without the full armor of God. And I highly recommend, I know at times when I share that with people, they go, oh, gosh, I'm so glad you reminded me of it. I said, well, this is what the nefarious spiritual forces, they want us to become complacent, you know, to your point, to where we do not utilize the weapons of our warfare. I mean, and God's probably sitting there just going, you knuckleheads, I gave this to you. Why don't you utilize this?
Well, it's true, and you made a good point. Sometimes we forget what we already know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we have to plant it into a routine on a daily basis, just saying, these are my non-negotiable steps today I'm taking to ensure that I'm going to be, you know, powerful and set up for a win in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And I think we just have to do it. We don't have a lot of choice.
No, there's no exception to it, and I pray that people really take this to heart, because, you know, just like you said, you know, people, you know, the other thing that I've noticed is that you see people repeatedly, you know, and I'll have a regular conversation with them at the golf course, or, you know, maybe at the bank, or, you know, at the store, you know, through a mask, but it's interesting, when we start talking about some of the pain that they go, instinctively their eyes go up, Phil.
Yep.
You know,
amen.
So what is that? I mean, they're looking to something that they in their heart knows exists, which is God himself. And they're realizing that this is beyond them, that this is beyond their job qualification, and that God is the one who has the answer. And this is why Franklin Graham, Jonathan Cahn, others, you know, pastors like yourself, you know, with the prayer wall, other God-fearing people have been leading their people to prayer, because this is the remedy. And, you know, and as Paul says, having done everything to stand, what do we do?
Stand, therefore.
Keep standing. you just got to keep standing, right? Keep standing, keep praying.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. Phil Hotzepiller, founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills. Thank you, Phil.
Important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New incriminating information into Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's son. According to Saturday's New York Post report, Hunter Biden received nearly $500,000 to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, but the money was never disclosed in his 2014 tax return. The Justice Department's investigation into Hunter, which has been ongoing since 2018, despite President-elect Joe Biden's claim there was no investigation. An armed gunman was fatally shot by the New York Police Department on Sunday after he began firing indiscriminate rounds during a Christmas concert outside a church in New York City. No one else was hurt. China is days away from becoming the third country to bring moon rocks back to Earth. China's state news agency announced Sunday that the country's lunar probe, Chang'e 5, had completed its second orbital maneuver and began to slingshot back to Earth. The craft is expected to land in China's Inner Mongolia region later this week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, especially this holiday season. Hope all is going well with you. You know, more than ever before, the holidays are a time to give, but also a time to receive. And on your wish list this year should be a healthy dose of treating yourself. You got that? The added stress in 2020 is enough of a reason for some extra self-care this winter. And we're going to be talking with beauty and wellness expert Grace Gold in just a few minutes, going to share her favorite things that'll make your holiday season a little brighter. You ready for that? She's going to cover it all, from ways to stay refreshed this holiday season, to skincare, to ways to relieve stress, and all things hair health. Grace, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi there, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, I'm excited because you're exactly right. I mean, this holiday season should be a time to maybe reset, relax a little bit, refresh ourselves, because it has been an incredible year, has it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got winter on our doorstep, so the seasons are changing, and that means you got to make some changes as well to stay comfortable, stay looking and feeling good this season.
Exactly, because, well, in some areas, and we're already starting to see it, the weather can be a little harsh, and of course, that takes a toll on our skins. But overall, let's first discuss how we can stay refreshed this holiday season. What's your suggestion?
Yes, well, I know we're all thinking about those healthy habits right now, and I actually just added a new one to my daily routine. I'm really loving Zicam nasal all-clear swabs. They're the only patented swab technology with a triple-action formula to cleanse, soothe, and protect to help your nose feel clean, clear, and moisturized, which so many of us really need this time of year. They're individually sealed, single-use swabs, and they have menthol to ease dryness and irritation caused by congestion, and it gives you that cooling sensation, so you get the fast, effective relief that feels so good.
I love the convenience of the concept. This is awesome. I mean, it's almost like, why didn't we think about this earlier?
Exactly. And, you know, it's an issue that so many of us have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we say, the weather elements come into play. And, boy, that you know, this is like one of those nagging things is, you know, when your nasal passages, you know, dry up and, you know, start to be the effect of the environment like that. So this is a great kind. I love this. Zicam nasal swab. I've got that on my list now. Thank you for sharing that with me. Yeah, skincare, you know, I've mentioned, more important than ever before. So what's your advice here?
Yes, well, just as we change our wardrobe when it gets cold, you know, we get the gloves out, the scarves out, you really need to up the skincare and get something that really helps, because that cold air gives you dry, itchy skin this time of year. You need hydration. A perfect solution is CeraVe Itch Relief Moisturizing Lotion. It has three essential ceramides to replenish and restore skin's natural protective barrier. It's clinically tested to provide relief for dry, itchy skin. And if you're prone to eczema or have that itchy, sensitive skin, you know how important quick relief really is. I love that this was developed by dermatologists to help relieve itching within 2 minutes for most people, and it can last up to 8 hours.
You know, Grace, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm putting a lotion on my skincare. But, you know, as you say, the advanced technology, the ceramides, how important they are. Explain, can you a little bit more about why this is so important and the go-to choice for you?
Absolutely. Well, I love, first of all, that it's got a seal of acceptance from the National Eczema Association, so you really know it's good stuff. It's free of fragrance. There's no sulfates in there, so it's very non-irritating, and it is safe for even the most sensitive skin. And I just love it because it's so easy, and it works so quickly. You know, that itchiness just drives me nuts. Anybody who's got it knows what I'm talking about, and you need that quick relief.
Exactly. What about your suggestions for relieving stress?
Yes. Well, you know, a lot of people say, well, just chill out. Actually, you might need the opposite. So I really love heat therapy this time of year. And something really interesting on the market is Healthy Lines Portable Collection. And what it is the world's first line of portable heat therapy products. They make several high-end spa and wellness therapies available that you can do at home now or on the go. And they've got 7 models to choose from that harness the healing power of heated gemstones. That is going to offer temporary targeted pain relief to problem areas like your hands, feet, shoulders, back, and neck. And what is special about it is it has far infrared heat. So that is going to penetrate deeper than just that conventional heating pad.
Mm-hmm. So this is a stone type thing, Grace, like what we've been getting and experiencing at massage parlors?
Yeah, so it's actually an infrared heated gemstone pad. So you can
put the pad. Oh, okay. All right.
You know, in different areas. So they've got it for like different parts of the body, like your hand, you know, your neck, your back, depending on where you really need that relief.
Mm-hmm. And how is that heated? Is that heated through, and I've seen some things like this that are heated like with a microwave, but what heats it up? Do we plug it in or, you know, what gets it hot for us?
Sure, well, you get it charged up, and what is so cool about this is that you don't need to be plugged in. So mm-hmm. It is portable for several hours. So if you even need to take it in the car, maybe you got a lower back that acts up when you're in the car, it's really fantastic to take with you. It's also got negative ions, and that is going to give you that fast, targeted temporary relief for most of those aches and pains. You know, sometimes you just need some of that nice warmth, and this has that far infrared heat in it, which makes it extra special.
Well, 'tis the season for all kinds of things, and things that sometimes can cause us stress. And, you know, Grace Gold is with us. She's a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert who's appeared on, you know, Today's Show, Good Morning America. This is why you recognize her voice, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates across the country. Why? Because she knows what she's talking about. I mean, as you can tell right now. Grace, what about our hair care? Our hair care takes a beating during, you know, the rough weather season as well.
Yes, and, you know, who doesn't want full and healthy hair? Well, fortunately, you don't have to tear your hair out with figuring out how to do that. One of my favorite supplements is Viviscal Hair Growth Supplements. They're clinically proven and specifically formulated for women who want stronger, healthier, and thicker hair in as little as 3 months. Now, it's got an exclusive active ingredient called Aminomar, plus key vitamins and minerals, and that will nourish thinning hair and promote hair growth as well.
Wow, this is a great idea here. And anything else that we can do, Grace, to, you know, promote, you know, a stressless, you know, holiday season and the toll that, you know, our body is going to be subjected to, especially after, you know, this rough year that it's been, you know, between, you know, COVID and, you know, a disputed election. I mean, we're a little stressed out, so we need a break here. I know I'm stretching your capabilities here, and I'm not trying to turn you into a therapist, and maybe that question might seem like it. Go, Bill, I'm all about beauty. I'm not about putting somebody on the couch here. But, you know, what are some of the things that are calming you down?
Absolutely. Well, you got to stay hydrated. I feel a lot of people forget that, especially when it gets cold and you're not feeling as thirsty. But that hydration is so important just to keep you feeling energized and not sluggish. I take a moment for myself every day to just disconnect, you know, whether it's just shut off the devices, you know, even if you got kids running around, maybe you just want to go into the car for a couple of minutes.
Like that commercial, right?
Of solitude.
Yeah, don't you love that commercial where she comes home and she's got all the chaos going on? The dog is, you know, looking like a dog Christmas tree, and things are crashing into the Christmas tree and everything. And you just watch her. She just goes back out to the car and just kicks back the seat and just relaxes. So that comes to mind. Great idea. Yeah. So whatever works to de-stress. I mean, for me, it's I'll go hit a bucket of golf balls just to get away and you know, be around you know, a beautiful area where you see plenty of green grass and you know, wonderful vegetation and all that. So whatever it takes. Hey, there's nothing wrong with me time. I think that's one of the greatest, latest inventions that we can exercise on all our behalf. Grace, again, we thank you for your time, your insight, your advice. Awesome as always. Just remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. Anything that I talked about today, they've got Facebook pages as well as their websites you can go to check out for more information.
She's the beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert. And boy, I'll tell you, we're honored we have Grace Gold with us. Grace, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Stay safe and well.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're all in, and we thank you for being all in, because that's what's required if we're going to get this country back on track. And, you know, we've been touching on all issues in the physical and the spiritual realm, because we need to understand that, you know, all fronts are being attacked right now, ladies and gentlemen, and the bigger aspect is the spiritual. I think, you know, it's not talked a lot about. I don't know why. You know, Adam Holtz, I got to bring Adam Holtz on. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Adam, I don't know why the spiritual is so ignored. And even amongst people who regard themselves as being spiritual, that the war that is taking place right now, yes, we see it manifest in the physical with COVID-19. Congratulations, by the way. The first vaccine is out on the road, is starting to be injected into arms across the country. Hopes that by, you know, the end of January, maybe February, we're starting to do 100 million doses, you know, a month, which is just incredible. It's very ambitious to hit these kind of numbers. And the thing is that there's headwinds in terms of the reception of the vaccine, because solely for political reasons, the vaccine answer and solution has been so maligned by the establishment media. And, you know, they've really, you know, done a disservice and put themselves in a terrible slight, because, you know, the science that they said they were following indicates that we can't hit herd immunity unless we're doing about 75-80% of the population being vaccinated. That's the new number. It used to be 50, but now about 75-80%. But they've badmouthed the vaccine to such a degree that people are dubious about wanting to be vaccinated, and you can't blame them.
No, you can't blame them. And I think it gets at, you know, back to your first observation about why we can't see the spiritual. And I'm not going to try to draw a direct line between the COVID vaccine skepticism and spiritual things. But here's where I will draw the line. you know, we're living in an era where we are absolutely bombarded with information constantly. Left, right, center, it doesn't matter where you're at on the political spectrum, mm-hmm. you're probably getting your information somewhere. Maybe it's a news site. Maybe it is talk radio. Maybe it is your Facebook friends. Maybe it's just, you know, whatever Google decides to push to you as its news updates tailored for you. And here's where the spiritual part comes in. If we're not using real discernment, we can just be overwhelmed by that flood of ideas. I remember reading years and years ago, it's probably 20 years ago, that, you know, the average person in, I think it was like 1600 or 1700, this is going to be a rough statement, didn't read as many words as were in an average edition of the New York Times newspaper today. Now that, you know, in the world of the websites and the internet, even that feels like a dated comparison. But the point is, we process so much information and yet we don't process it. You know, we'll have a brief emotional reaction and then we move on and we don't think deeply about it. In his book, The Shallows, I believe came out in 2010, 11, somewhere in there, Pulitzer Prize nominated writer Nicholas Carr said, you know, the effect of the internet is that we read broadly, we skim over the top, but we don't think deeply and we don't reflect. And I think that is germane to this conversation.
Yeah, I think it, you know, along with it, absence of, you know, critical thinking. And that's what you're talking about. Because, you know, because we're hit with so much that you're exactly right. We're overwhelmed by information. The challenge, I mean, imagine me, you know, a talk show host, all the information and books. I mean, I've got towers of books surrounding my desk of people that want to be interviewed. And they're all great books. I mean, you know, but you have to go through it and process, which the audience in terms of timeliness and all this stuff. And then, oh, yes, I've got to keep up with the current events. Whether it's, you know, the latest legal action from the Trump team to the vaccination of America. You know, all these things are, you know, are coming at you and you got to filter them out. So, you know, for the everyday person who's got their other job, their normal job to do 8 hours if they're still working, God bless them. You know, when do you get the time to go through it? And you know, and I think what some people are finding out, Adam, throughout all this stuff, is that heretofore relied resources that they counted on, you know, from the establishment media, they're finding out that they can't. I mean, this is why people are no longer tuning in. They're turning away because these entities have failed them. They've lost credibility. They know they can't count on them. And and this has been going on, as you said, for a period of time. You know, because of the emotional environment, you can get away with it for a little bit. But at some point, you have to reconcile the statements and even statements that you've echoed that have come from the false media. And you have to decide, okay, do I man up, woman up, and say, hey, you know what? I believe that that's what I thought was the case, and I found out differently. And I think this is going to be an opportunity. I mean, if this country is going to get back on track, we need to reconcile these differences and how we've been bathed in these lies and how it's affected, you know, the words and our own perceptions. And I think that all of us are subject to that if we are, in a sense, going to get back on track, if we're going to be of any value to our fellow citizens and our family members.
No, that's exactly right. And I think, again, back to your original point, we're talking about a spiritual battle. And, you know, in Ephesians 6, Paul said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And I think it's easy to want to demonize the mainstream press, and certainly they have earned some of that demonization. I'm not letting anybody off the hook here. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important for us as followers of Christ to realize that is symptomatic of a bigger spiritual battle.
Right.
And there's deception there, too. And that doesn't, again, that doesn't make the purveyors of false information victims. But as Christians, we actually have an opportunity to put it in a bigger perspective.
Right.
And we can be about the business of building God's kingdom. And that means prayer. That means exercising influence when we have it. That means thinking critically.
That means loving our neighbors, you know?
Yes.
And not falling prey to, I think, the kind of us and them mentality that enables us to demonize people who think differently, whether they're our neighbors, whether they're the mainstream press, or somewhere in between. But, you know, to really recognize, yeah, this is a spiritual battle and we got to fight it on our knees.
Well, we need to extend empathy to the degree that we understand
that we
got to put ourselves in their moccasins, so to speak. And I don't mean anything by that, so don't, all of a sudden, we may not be able to use moccasins anymore because somebody's going to be sensitive, but hopefully they understand. You know, it's like my mother would look at me whenever I'd question her about things like that, and she goes, you know what I meant. And it was like,
right.
Okay, and that was the concluding statement. She didn't have to say any more. I didn't have to say any more if I wanted to, you know, finish my tortilla.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So, you know, wisdom prevails. But the fact of the matter is that, look, at we've got to, as the prayer of St. Francis has said, which has stopped me, you know, for a number of years, is that we ask for to understand more than to be understood, so that we're looking out for the other person, and that's the opportunity that we have today. And we can only do that with a spiritual concept. If we're if we're in the world and we're thinking like the world, we can't get there. And if we can't get there, we can't rise above this. We will continue to be in this struggle. Adam, again, I'm so grateful for our conversations. I look forward to them every week because you bring insight that I think is necessary, it's essential, and it's building, it's edifying, you know, to the body, and to understand that, we're in this together, and God has blessed us with a unique blessing to be here in this time of need. So though we cannot see it, I mean, it is happening. God is faithful, to see this through. Our challenge is we got to decide whose side are we on? Are we on God's side or on the side of evil? Because when you look at this election, you know that somebody was calling the shots. And I don't think it was God calling the shots, telling a UPS driver to drive from New York to Pennsylvania with a bunch of illegal votes. I don't think it was God that was calling these election workers to kick everybody out so that they could have their way with the machines. It wasn't God calling the shots with the Dominion software. And of course, now they're saying, hey, all of a sudden there was news that in spring they were hacked. And so they're going to have plausible deniability that they might be able to plead to say that it wasn't their fault. But that aside, it wasn't God doing this. God is about equal measurements, and anything less than that is an abomination to him. And I believe that and people of faith believe this, people who are praying for America right now and for their neighbors, understands that there is a price to be paid when you choose not to do it God's way.
No, that's exactly right. There are always consequences. And my mother, my incredibly wise mother, mm-hmm. once said, you know, God judges each of us individually. There's an eternal judgment there, but nations can only be judged temporally. And I've always remembered that, you know,
that
the consequences of our nation's choices will come back upon us. And we're not going to dodge those consequences.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that whatever nation you happen to be associated with, as we've seen from time in history, hey, in that scheme, when the nations are judged, we are the ones that make up the nations. We're going to be part of that judgment as well. Check out PluggedIn.com. Adam and the team have reviewed The Prom, I'm Your Woman, Wild Mountain Time, Safety, Last Champion is all Mulan. Mulan is there. We talked about Mulan last week, Mank and Wolfwalkers. And, of course, you can also check out the YouTube channels, books, games, music. It's all right there. Adam Holtz, thank you for being with us, buddy. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.